a packed Bristol Formula 2 stand and a general oval racing spectacular here, masterminded by a Scotsman, shall we say, Mr. Paul Brown. Paul, tell us how and why you do this.
I think I must be mad. I started doing the show 7 years ago, one car stand, 12 drivers in live action. We're now up to 6 Formula 2s, 2 little Formula 2s, 12 cars, drivers racing in live action for 4 days of the show. And at the minute, everybody's rating the Formula 2s as the best in the live action. It's hard work to understand, coordinating, trying to get all these cars in place. Yesterday, a nice 14-hour day, last cars turned up at 9 o'clock to go in the stand. First cars turned up at 10 o'clock in the morning, so it's all good.
Obviously, it takes a bit of organising.
A little bit. There is months in the planning, the layout, and I change my mind when I get here out to lay cars out. And the drivers spend a lot of money. If you look at George McMillan's car, you will find that is actually the world-winning car that won at Cowdenbeath in September. And you wouldn't think it is. It's got a new roll cage on it, and the world-winning car is actually the Shale car that's racing in the live action. So he's all good in the gold, and every driver makes effort to come here racing and display.
Tell us about your role in Bristol Formula 2. Obviously, you're more of a promotions man now, aren't you, as a rule?
Yes, sorry. Took this on. I took it as far as I sort of could part-time doing bits and pieces with the Formula 2 partnership that involves over 30 companies putting money in, things like that. I now do a lot. The NEC takes a lot of time. If you see, we've got a marquee that's got all the Formula 2 partners, got other things on it, got advertising banners, lots of things going out, fixture lists, girls advertising, giving leaflets away, lots of sponsors freebies from Primo, from Powermax. And it's hard work, but the drivers enjoy it and we all enjoy it. And over the weekend, there'll be 30,000 people walk past the stand, so it's got to do some good.
Of course, you're coming from a sponsorship side of things and you're always looking for new sponsors for the sport. How easy and hard is that to do? Obviously, you mentioned Primo and you mentioned Powermax. How easy is it to get these sponsors on board?
There's not a lot of money. There's still not a lot of money about. So it is hard work. And they'll want value for money back. And one of my long-term ones, Ten Tools, he puts a lot of product support into world championships, not just Formula 1s, Formula 2s, and a lot of other domestic formulas. And it's good to see. And if you're actually in the overhaul, you'll see Peter Solberg, who's a world rallycross champion, is sponsored heavily by Teng, and his lorry's about 100 yards away from us, and there's a Teng logo, the size of, I don't know, 6 metres by 6 metres on the side of it. So that shows you the level of sponsorship we're involved with some big companies, as well as some of the little ones that keep us going.
And of course, we've all heard of Mrs. Brown's boys, obviously Mr. Brown's girls we've got at the NEC. You do have a habit of finding some lovely ladies.
Yeah, they just sort of crop up now and again, and it's good. You get a good bunch, some are hard work. These ones, if you come and see us at the NEC, they're all dressed in orange. We've got some young girls, but one stalwart that's come out of the woodwork, who used to race many years ago in Formula 2, Sarah Bowden. Her tagline used to be, "Not bad for a girl." Now she's sort of matured in years. I wouldn't really want to say her age. I think her tagline is, "Not bad for an old girl."
I'll let you get away with that. She's just been hearing that.